From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. North Korea's foreign ministry is calling the latest United Nations sanctions an act of war and tantamount to a complete economic blockade. The UN Security Council unanimously agreed on Friday to a U.S. resolution to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors that fuel its illicit weapons programs.
For the international community, this is an unprecedented challenge from a defiant state. So we have leveled an unprecedented response. This resolution ratchets up the pressure on North Korea even further, building on our last resolution, which included the strongest sanctions ever imposed on them.
That's Nikki Haley, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Sunday's statement from North Korea said that the countries that supported the sanctions resolution would be held completely responsible. Venezuela's leftist government released the first of 80 prisoners promised to be freed on Sunday in a rare goodwill gesture to the opposition. President Nicolas Maduro's government announced on Saturday that it would release 80 people who were detained after participating in anti-government demonstrations. The London Zoo has reopened after a fire early on Saturday. Staff members were injured and an aardvark killed in the fire that began in a children's area near a shop and cafe. Also, four meerkats are missing and presumed dead. According to zoo officials, more than 70 firefighters in 10 trucks took nearly 3 hours to put out the blaze. The cause of the fire is not immediately known. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA.